This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
And Alice at 97.3.
It's time for a mini game.
A mini game.
Just a little mini game.
You know how I keep a running tally of the things we've done on the show?
Yes.
I'm writing mini
this is game. This is just a quickie, super quick.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, come within, come within $100 million of the answer to this.
And I'll
give it to you. What is Selena Gomez's net worth?
Oh, you know what? The reason I have some idea about this is because people texted in that she owns Pretty Girl Makeup. Not Pretty Girl.
Right.
What is it called?
But Pretty Girl is great makeup. Hey, Christina. It's called Rare Beauty.
Did you just say hi to my wife?
No, this is chick Christina Flack. She does the Pretty Girl. She does those sticky,
oh, the lipstick that you like, yeah.
Prettygirl.com. I love her lip gloss.
Back to the story. There's some makeup company that Selena came up with, and so
yeah.
I'm aware that she's a billionaire.
Yeah. So you go 1 billion?
Mm-hmm.
It's your, you lose. I said you had to get within $100 million of it. Want to try one more guess?
No.
Go one more.
She shouldn't be a billionaire to begin with, in my, you know, humble opinion.
Because, why is she excluded
I know
from
she
that?
Didn't sit down and formulate new makeups. She just didn't. She may have sat in a meeting and said, I like that color, not that color.
Mm-hmm.
But she definitely didn't.
She wasn't the scientist who brewed up the special sauce for the lipstick and eyeshadow.
She just attached her name to it and went, yeah, sell that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll reap the world.
Now, I'm going to say this right now. I don't know anything about her Rare Beauty. I don't know anything about anybody's.
Yeah, you don't wear
line.
Makeup.
I don't really wear makeup. You know what I wear? I wear the pink and green mascara. You know that one?
Oh, yeah.
Whichever.
I do know that.
I don't even know who. Maybelline, maybe.
Revlon?
Sure. Oh, yeah, yeah. Might be Revlon. Whatever it is. I wear that and I wear Pretty Girl lip gloss and that is it. And when I need to put like a full face of makeup on, I have like a bag of just collected old makeup that I will just splash on my face until it's time to go. All right. I look. What do you think, John?
What do they call that crap? It's not eyelash makeup.
Mascara?
Mascara.
Yeah.
Eyelash.
Just say green and pink mascara. It should pop right up.
I'm trying, but I couldn't come up with the word mascara.
Eyelash makeup. Put that in and see if it works.
I knew it wasn't that. It's Maybelline.
Oh, it is Maybelline.
Oh, wait a minute. Is that it?
I thought Maybelline had a blue thing, but what do I know? I bet it's Maybelline.
It
Maybelline
is
just
the pink
like
and green, which there's no way someone would jump on that without that.
No.
But it's slightly different than I remember it.
Let me see.
Let me have a look at that. It's been a while since I bought any. Oh, no, that's it. Oh, yeah, the lettering.
It says Apple Mascara. What?
Oh, yeah.
That's not it.
That's it. Great Lash. Right there.
Great Lash. Maybelline's Great Lash. Okay, so there you go.
That's the one I've got. But it is true that they've changed. It looks like they've changed some of the lettering and stuff.
But someone bit their very recognizable colors, and it's under a different name.
Oh, well.
All right.
I wonder if they're like, no, this is this pink, and yours is this pink.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
It's close enough. Because somebody would just walk in there. I would just be like, where's the green and pink? Oh, there it is.
Christina is very much a mascara lady. Like that's if she can get away with
just mascara,
then she does.
Yeah,
depending on where she's headed. But I have mascara in my car.
Oh,
in my van, in her car.
You've got to have it.
They're everywhere.
They need to be there.
Yep.
Because the more you put on, the thicker your lashes get too. As it dries, you add another layer.
I don't know about
Ever
that.
Since I started using glasses daily and wearing contact lenses, I don't really use it anymore. I'll only put it on if I've already safely got my contacts in there, and then I'm and then I'll put a face on to go out. I can't have it on with the, because it just, if it gets in your eyes, it's just a chunk of crap in your eyes, and ugh, hate it. Bounces off my, because my eyelashes touch my glasses annoyingly.
Oh, they
enough,
do?
Occasionally.
Even though those sit so far down your nose?
When I put them up like this right now, they're touching.
Oh.
So I have to pull them slightly out from there. It's a whole thing. Who cares though? Selena Gomez is worth $1.3 billion. I'm sorry, you were $300 million off.
I'm not against her having that.
It feels but like I, you are.
Well, I just was trying to say, like, you know, for a billionaire, you'd think she would have had to invent that stuff.
You would. It just goes to show you that influencers, some of them,
it's real.
Like, she will influence you to buy her stuff.
The Kardashians are another example. For every person, and I have heard a million people say, I hate that chick, or what is this? And yet,
yeah,
there's enough fans out there following their every move that they sell everything they touch.
They do. And it's, you know, a lot of what Kylie does is that makeup stuff. And it's great. I follow her and I think she's very pretty. And the Kylie's the one who's, well, she was like the youngest, quote unquote, self-made billionaire, which I don't even like that because I'm like, okay, fine. You're self-made. Great. Yeah. I don't know about you because your sister banged Ray J. You're right. I don't. So anyway, self-made or whatever. But I've paid money to Kim for those Skims. Like I got that tiny little doll outfit that I pulled on one time.
I didn't wear it because
I didn't wear that. I'm like, I can't get into that. And I didn't, the dress, I didn't. I put it on, put the dress on with this little bodysuit. There's actually a picture on my Instagram and I don't post that often on there. So it's not going to be a far look. Or I'm standing in my closet holding this thing up and it's a large and it is... It's like a Barbie doll outfit. And it took half an hour to get and sweat to get into. I wish I had the balls to show you how great I looked at it, though. I like sweated and I tore it on and then I put it all the places it needed to be.
Did you take a picture?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Yeah. But I looked in the mirror and went, damn, this works. And I put it on a dress and went, ugh, I hate this dress. Oh. Thank God I'll never have to put this thing on again. But yeah, I'll just, you know, if you see something you want, I'll spend the money.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.